This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Free.
So we're here today, and I don't know about you, but I'm just thinking about hope. That word hope, that is the word of the day, hope. And, you know, hope in God in hopeless times. I have some things going on right now, and I just need to kind of rely on the hope and faith that God has it, that God has me, that God has you, right? And so if you're new to this show, the show is different each and every week. And we go all up and down the coast, and you can share, and I hope you do, this show with others by going to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. The show's been on the air for a long time, for me, long, 7 years and counting. And we have podcasts that you can listen to at your leisure, and I think that's wonderful. There was a time when we didn't have that available to us, but we do now, and it's a great thing to offer. And if you'd like to talk with me, I'd like to talk with you. And if you'd like to connect, how do you do that? You just go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, give me your information. Give me what you want and a way to contact you if you want me to. And tell me what it is that's going on with you so that I can pray with you. I can pray for you. I might have resources that maybe you haven't thought of. Just anything, okay? This show is for you. And it's about you. It's for you. And it's the Lord is working through me, just like you were purposed for something special. You know that, right? You know that you are. You were created for a specific purpose. So the question is, are you living that out? Are you living your purpose? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Or are you just trying to make it through another day? And sometimes we have to just make it through another day. And hope is what gets us through those days. So, you know, just in this last week, I've had two people die. And, you know, it's strange because just recently I had Joe on the air who's stage 4 cancer, and he's chosen a different way of treating it. And when I was talking to him, we were talking about how, you know, he's not a doctor and he doesn't have all the information and he doesn't understand the chemistry of his body and how his body works. And we don't understand this thing called cancer, do we? We don't understand it. My dad died of lung cancer and he was only 60 years old. And at that time, I remember looking up going, why God? Why my dad? And, you know, the Lord did not answer me. And just with my other friend who just lost the battle, but now he's in heaven with our Heavenly Father, but he just lost it this last weekend on Saturday. He just went home to be with the Lord, and I watched him just as I watched my father just dwindle away, and, you know, the cancer just took over to where it wasn't even life the way we live it. And when you like really just dial in to if it was you, okay, and it's a sad thing. It is a sad thing, and it does happen, right? We can't just close our eyes. It's all around us. And we don't know what causes this cancer, and we don't know how to fight this battle. But we have to do what we have to do and get the information as much as we can, as Joe has done, and he's chosen a different path. And I am hoping, beyond hoping, that the answers are coming, that we are going to have the answers to cancer and anything else that ails us and causes us to be sick. Because it's not fun being sick, is it? It's not fun. But when we think about how cancer can take us over. And this other person who died, I don't know what happened. I don't have all the details. It just came as a real shock. When somebody that you know, that you've talked to recently or whatever, or you saw on Facebook even, and all of a sudden they're gone. They're just gone. Poof. Life is just so delicate, isn't it? And poof, gone. They're no longer breathing. They're no longer being able to say hi or smile. And you can't do the same back. Doesn't it really kind of put things in perspective on what's really important? So have you asked yourself recently what is important? Because sometimes that takes some of the desperate feelings we have when we're going through trials. It kind of puts things in a new light, that don't sweat the small stuff kind of thing. You know, it's like choose your battles and don't sweat the small stuff. And what's really important? What really is important? To you, what is really important? I just recently went to the 5th District political gathering this last Saturday, and my son went with me. And I'm not switching gears. It's just that the reality is some of the things they were talking about are they talked about, you know, the issues, but I didn't see a lot of this is what I'm going to do to fix it. And I think that's kind of interesting. And I'm not a political person. I don't like it when politics gets in the way of me doing good business. I really don't. When the decisions that are made affect how I run my company and I feel I'm doing a better job taking care of my employees than maybe a politician who doesn't know what it's like to be in business and how their decisions, just minimum wage, let's talk about $15 an hour. I know everybody wants that, okay? And if you're not making $15 an hour, yes, you want $15 an hour because what could that buy you? But think about it. If all the businesses have to give everybody 15 or more, then what do we have to do in order to create that money? We have to raise the prices. So now you're just paying more for the same service because I had to pay the person more to get the job done. And so it really, is that really taking care of the problem? Or is there another solution? Is there another way to get this issue solved? Maybe. But when I was listening to these people, there were quite a few people up on stage, and they were asked a question, and one by one they got to answer the question, and my son and I are both listening to the answers and saying, okay, I like that answer, I didn't like that answer, and you know, it's just very interesting. And when you dial things in, you have to ask yourself, what are the most important issues in your personal life? What are the most important things for you? Is it that memo that you have to write? Is it the raise? Is it getting another contract? Is it getting a new car? Is it buying that bigger house? Or is it our family? Is it our relationships? Is it our health? And are we putting the value on those things and putting things in perspective? So yeah, our life is in troubled times, and this political thing is just taking so much money that could feed millions, the money they're spending on that. So what do you think about that, Sue? Really, what do you think about that? I guess I just said it. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're listening in San Diego, thank you. Thank you so much for listening in San Diego. And if you're listening in Oxnard, if you're listening in Santa Maria, if you're listening in Riverside, San Bernardino, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, because this show is going up and down the coast. And with the internet, I have friends in London, in Paris, in Australia that are listening. And I just think it's so fantastic and amazing. But you know what? I think about that too. And I'm thinking, wow, email. I'm thinking about Facebook and how much time I spend on that. And is that really important? I don't know really, but I think that there's a lot of time spent that maybe could be better spent if we picked up the phone and made a phone call. What do you think? Do you agree with me? Some of you are smiling and some of you are saying, yeah, but, you know, whatever. So we are living in troubled times, and there's a lot going on. And so what do you do with all of that? And you know, things are spinning so fast. But God is never caught off guard or by surprise, and God knows the future. And I ask this question, is if God knows the future and he's sovereign and he's all-knowing and he could change anything and he knows ahead of time. I was talking to a friend about this, and I was thinking, you know, when people say, yeah, but if God is so loving and so kind, how could he allow a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old to die of cancer? I mean, what is that all about, right? I don't have the answers. I don't. I see the fruit of things that happen when it pulls people together. I see the fruit when I have a niece who had twins, and one of the twins died, and one of the twins, it was iffy every single minute of every single day because he was a preemie. And at the age in which he was delivered, usually children don't make it, but Elijah made it. And I've talked about it on the show before. I've even put GoFundMe on my website, but Elijah's doing great, and it's pretty amazing. But his sister is in heaven. Do I have the answers? No, I don't have the answers. All I know is watching Tawny and watching what she's been through and how she's Facebooks things and how she's feeling, what she's thinking, and how God intervenes and how, you know, just people are pulled together. I just see God's work in all of it. Even though one of the babies didn't make it, there was an amazing thing that happened during all of, and it's still happening, to see the growth in belief and hope. The hope that I saw in Tawny, in her words and how they changed, it's amazing. You know, even Bible heroes had their times when they wanted to give up. You realize that, right? Even Bible heroes, Job, Moses, Jonah, Jeremiah, even the powerful prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah, they all wanted to give up at one time or another. And that might be where you are right now. You might be feeling like, I don't know how I can make it another minute, another day. I know, because you know what? I've been there, but guess what? The sun comes up new every morning, and tomorrow is a new day. And as long as we have breath, we have hope. You know, humans have definitions of hope that are different from God's. We might hope our team wins the Super Bowl, or we might hope we don't lose our jobs or our house. But the biblical definition of hope is not a hope so, but a no so. Our hope in God is surer than the sun rising in the morning. Just read these verses of hope and put yourself or your own name in the place of I or we. Where is hope found? It is in the Bible, the Word of God. Psalm 119:74, I have put my hope in your word. In Psalm 119:81, I have put my hope in your word. And in Psalm 135, in his word, the Bible, I put my hope. I put my hope. You put your hope. We make a decision to put our hope there. This is real hope. When a person reads the word of God, they can know for certain that they have a secure and certain future for God that will never allow us to suffer beyond our own capabilities to handle it. There is nothing on this earth more certain than hope in God. He will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. He says that, doesn't he? He is our anchor in the present and for the future. Redemptive hope. Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. That's Psalm 137. I always like to give the address to the scripture, because there might be that is the scripture that brings you hope or brings you encouragement to just get through whatever it is you're going through. And I have been told that sometimes that is exactly true. The scripture that I read, they've not heard before, you've not heard before, and it's something that kind of just gets you through a tough time. And that's what scriptures are there for. They're to speak into you, and you can rely on them. You can trust that they're true. If you're a believer, you can rest assured that God's love is unfailing, and he will deliver us in the days of calamity. He has rescued the born-again believers from certain judgment and promised us an eternal home with him. Instead of using ink, God has signed this redemption with Jesus' own blood, which seals you permanently. When our hope is in the Lord and not in us, it is a rock of solid hope. A rock of solid hope. I love that. You know, I live in Chatsworth. In Chatsworth, there's a whole bunch of rocks. And I go to Rocky Peak right now. So rocks are amazing. I just co-authored a book called The Change, and I'm in the book 7 if you want to find it. It's in Amazon, or you can contact me and I'll get you a copy. But I talk about how a tree is firmly planted, like it talks about in the Bible, and that the wind can come and blow over. But if your foundation is strong, strong like a rock, right? And the thing with a rock is that change happens, doesn't it? Even with a rock, water can hit it repeatedly, and little by little, it's going to eat away from it. And sometimes things happen with us where we can be firm and we can be strong, but it doesn't mean change doesn't happen, because change does happen. The difference is how we address the change, right? It's not about change, because change is inevitable. It is going to happen. Your life is not going to be the same tomorrow as it was today. And sometimes we can say, oh, but I want it to be. And other times we say, no, that's good, you know? And I don't know about you, but I want to be better tomorrow than I am today. And I want to be better today than I was yesterday. Do you? Because change has to happen in order for that to happen, right? Something's got to give somewhere. But when we have hope, it really helps get through whatever it is we're facing. And I can remember back being a newlywed and all of the things that I faced during that time, you know, just being with a person and just figuring out what's up, you know? I mean, how do you deal with this? And what is this happening now? And what are we going to do with this? And what's the right thing to do? You know, coming from a divorced family and dysfunction, how do we deal with things properly? And what is proper? And where do we get our hope from? And I found at an early age that I relied on my Heavenly Father, that he gave me a peace and calm when I was very used to being anxious. That verse, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing? Really? I mean, wow, really? Lord, be anxious for nothing, rejoice in everything, and be anxious for nothing, and give thanks all the time. And okay, but right now, God, do you know where I am right now? Do you know what I'm facing right now? Yes, he does. And we find our hope in him. I found my hope in him. Am I saying that there are never times when I feel overwhelmed? I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. I have so many decisions to make right now, and there's not enough hours in the day. And I want to fit it all in. Doggone it, I want to cram it all in. Those that know me close know I cram a lot in. But I still can't get everything done. And there's so much more I need to do. And oh my goodness, it's amazing. But I am convinced that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. And I am pretty sure that I can take care of this. Whatever I didn't get done today, I can take care of tomorrow. And whatever you've got that's weighing heavy on you, not always, but 99, 95% of the time, it's something that is still going to be okay, and it's going to be there tomorrow. So if you can't face it or you can't deal with it today, it's okay. And it's not life or death normally. I can remember as a young newlywed, I felt if we had a little tiff, I felt like it was the end of the world. I felt like, oh my gosh, our marriage is over. And some of you are laughing right now because you can relate or you're there. Let me tell you, it's not over. And, you know, sometimes we just need a little time to think about things, you know, kind of let it, I don't know, think about it. Just let it simmer. And as it simmers, sometimes there's a new understanding that happens that will cause a breakthrough. And that's amazing when that happens. And sometimes it's really not the other person at all. They're fine, and it's all internal. I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. And I do, because I've been there. And it's an amazing thing how it all works. So we know that there is always hope when we trust in God, for he has given us his Holy Spirit to seal us, as we read in Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians. If you want to read a good book, it's a good one. Ephesians 1:13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. A verse that I'm holding very dear to my heart right now, and it's one that I brought up again at the National Day of Prayer a little while ago. I was asked to pray for businesses, and I thought, wow, what an honor. And I was so humbled, and I was so nervous. Oh my goodness, I was so nervous because I felt it was such an important thing. I felt the impact. If I could change one thought process in one of those leaders out there or pastors or whatever, I just thought it was a wonderful honor. But anyway, a verse that I'm really, really, really kind of hanging on to is this one, Jeremiah 29:11, if you want to remember that, because it's a good one. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, a hope and a future, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Doesn't that sound awesome? I mean, I think about that. I'm thinking, okay, God, you have me. You have me. Did you know that God has you? God had, when he made you, plans for you. You can bank on that. His plans are not intended to harm you, but to prosper you. Now, this does not mean that he plans to make you rich, but he does plan for you to have a secure future. God says that he has plans for you and he knows them, even if we do not. Your stockbroker or financial advisor might have plans for you too, but they do not know the future. They may try to plan for a secure future, but they do not have the ability to bring it about. God knows your future and is planning it better than anyone else can. Even you. Hope is for now, it is for today, and it is for tomorrow too. Unending hope. Put your hope in the Lord both now and forever. That's Psalm 131:3. Hope is for now, it is for today, and it is for tomorrow too. Jesus clearly tells Christians that he will never leave us, never forsake us, and will never, ever cast us away. This promise is for tomorrow morning, next week, next year. This hope is the believer's hope that covers their entire life. It is without end, and it will stay with us until Jesus comes for us. Unashamed hope. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. That's Psalm 25:3. If we have our hope in the right place, that is not in ourselves, our jobs, our circumstances, but in God alone, we will never be disappointed. Never is a big word, isn't it? Never be disappointed. I know I've been disappointed. But it's not God that has disappointed me. It might have been a decision I made a long time ago, and now the consequence is coming to a head. Something else has happened in the universe that's caused something not so fun to happen, maybe. But good can come out of anything. Any situation that you're going through, that you've been through. If you believe and you have hope that there is a purpose and that there's good that can come out of it, that's what will happen. We will never be ashamed for placing our hope in Him because He has the power to deliver us out of our troubles. We do not possess that power. Our 401k does not have such power. God owns the whole earth. He owns every animal in the forest, and He is the owner of the cattle on a thousand hills, as Psalm 50:10 through 11 says, "For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine." I like that because insects, you know, termite lady, bug lady, whatever. Insects in the field, they're His. When we return right after this brief break, I'm going to continue with a guiding hope. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. That's Psalm 25. Do you know that if you're new to the Bible, that there are 31 Proverbs, and if you want to start somewhere, you could start there. There are 31, so there's one for each day, if there's 31 days in the month. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at suefreeze.com.
When you or someone you love has been diagnosed with a serious illness like cancer, the first thing you want to do is stop the disease. Unfortunately, after many attempts with conventional medicine, some of you will have no success. Where do you turn next? At Orange Coast Medical Center of Hope, serious diseases like cancer are managed through natural methods. Through integrative cancer care, Dr. Nizami can help patients with terminal disease. Some patients who haven't responded to chemotherapy do respond to Dr. Nizami's treatments with better quality of life. Some will even be able to tolerate chemotherapy and radiation better. Even in the latest stages of the disease, you can still get results with alternative therapies. Dr. Nizami uses cutting-edge medicine, genetic modifications, and metabolic treatments for cancer. So if you or someone you love is ill and your doctor tells you there's no hope, call Orange Coast Medical Center of Hope today at 949-515-4673, 949-515-4673, or online at allcancercare.com.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
As a special tribute to all the wonderful moms, now through the end of May, we are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show.
Thank you, Tyson Freeze, for seeing such a sweet little commercial. It was his first time on the air, and it was his first take. I take two takes. He took one take, so he's got me beat. But anyway, it touches me every time I hear that commercial. And it is true. Asthma is a deadly thing, and anything we can do to help people to not have to suffer, we have learned how to minimize our triggers. And if you have a pest control or a termite problem or a rodent problem, Ecola knows how to handle these things. So just give us a call and we'll take care of you, okay? So right before the break, I was talking about Psalm 25:5 about guiding hope. And we are finite creatures and cannot look beyond today, but God has planned every step we take. He guides us and protects us, even in areas where the dark shadows of death seem imminent in the lowest valleys. Psalm 23, most of you know that one. We might plan our own course, but God himself determines where our steps go. You know, I talk in other shows, I've talked about, you know, especially at the beginning of the year when everybody's got goal setting in their minds. It's like, okay, it's a new year. There's a new me. You know, what am I going to do? And, you know, we set those goals, but God determines the steps. You know, he's the one, and we want him to, right? Because he's all-knowing. He knows better than we do, right, on what we should do. But it doesn't mean sit back and do nothing, right? Even the birds get out of their nest and go try to get that early bird, and the early bird gets the worm. So we don't just sit back and let God. We do our part and let God do his part, and then together we are a team, we're a partnership, and we just need to understand our place in the order, right? And our hope needs to be in our Heavenly Father. Courageous hope. Courageous hope. You know, we're called to be courageous. I love that song. And we are called to be courageous and bold as Christians. And sometimes it's easy to do. And other times it's not so easy to do. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord, Psalm 31:24. If we are not a believer, then we have only hope in this world, and among men are most miserable. But if we are Christians, then we can take heart and be courageous because God is our hope. When God is your hope, you have a sure thing. When it is in the world, then we are consumed with worry because we don't know what comes next. Those who have hope in God have hope in the only one who can guarantee our future. So what is that saying? It's saying that we can put our hope in the world and what the world offers, or we can put our hope and our lives in God's hands. A reverent hope. That word reverent, I love that. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, Psalm 33:18. When we hear the words fear in the Lord or those who fear him, this is not a fear of punishment or retribution. Fear is simply a reverential respect and standing in awe of God. That is what fear of the Lord means. It means that those who reverence God and his name have nothing to fear at all. No evil, no pestilence, no begging for bread, and no fear of want. His unfailing love is upon those that fear or revere him. His love never fails, and his eyes are fixed on you in a permanent gaze that is transfixed upon your today and your tomorrow. You are the apple of his eye. Think about that. Doesn't that change how you think of yourself? Think about our Heavenly Father who could do anything and whatever, and you are the apple of his eye. You. Not me, you. I am too, but you are the apple of his eye. And where does it say that? Sue, really, really? Deuteronomy 32:10, Zechariah 2:8. Check it out. Protective hope. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Do you need help or do you need a shield? Do you need a hand up or do you need protection? They're a little different, but they're the same. Psalm 33:20, our hope in God is a shield of life.
not only a shield in eternal life, but in the present life. He is our help when we need it and our shield when we need protecting. God alone is our help and our shield. There's been times where I've needed help, and there's been other times where I've felt very vulnerable and unprotected, such as right now. I live in a condo, and somehow somebody's getting in my condo, and they're stealing the most dear things that I have, my valuable pearls, my wedding ring, my favorite necklace, my favorite earrings that I designed, and it's specific items that are being stolen from me. So I'm thinking, who would do that to me? And I feel very unprotected. So, you know, I've changed my locks and I've changed the code on my garage. And I'm sure you're going, come on, you know, I mean, has this happened over a period of time? Has it just happened once? And it's happened every time I leave on a trip. I come home and something else is missing. So it's interesting. And if you have some thoughts on that, I'd love to hear from you. Just connect with me, SueFreeze.com. I'd like to hear from you. And if you've got some suggestions, I really would like to know what I can do more than what I've done to protect me. But it's very upsetting, and I feel that I need a shield of protection because somebody's in my place. And I need help because I'm trying to figure out how to fix this, how to make it to where I am protected. So either one of those would be great. Sovereign hope. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Psalm 39:7. When we look to ourselves, our employer, our retirement fund, or our inheritance, we cannot fully hope with 100% certainty. And that's true, isn't it? Your employer, you know, they could change their mind. 401k, sometimes those have issues. And, you know, you just never know. An inheritance, you can't depend on that really, can you? But what do we look for when our hope is in God? We know that even our employer's decisions are in God's sovereign hands. Proverbs 21:1 says, the king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. I have to remember that. I have to remember that. The king thinks he might be in charge, or the boss might think he or she is making their own decision. But in God's sovereignty, they do nothing that is not in God's divine plan for us. They are subject to the Lord's will, whether they know it or not. So I, as a leader and as the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services, I am subject to the Lord's will, whether I know it or not. But guess what? The difference is I know it. And he is much smarter than me. And he's going to do a better job than I could ever do. When hope is in God, we have reason to praise our Savior and our God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:11. Here, the psalmist examines his own heart in asking, why am I so downcast? Why am I so disturbed? When really he has no reason to be, because when hope is in God, we have reason to praise our Savior and our God. If you do not know Christ, then I would agree that there is every good reason to be downcast, to be depressed, and to be so disturbed. The world is the most uncertain place to live in today, above any other day, but not so for those whose hope is in God. A restful hope. Let's talk about that. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. Psalm 62:5. I've oftentimes wrestled with tomorrow while I lay down to sleep. The many what-ifs haunt my mind and do not allow me to sleep as I rehearse the day's events and worry about what happens tomorrow if. But worrying about tomorrow is borrowing trouble from tomorrow and spending it on today. I love that. When you realize that tomorrow is already taken care of by God alone and the hope you have in him, then you can find rest. It is easier to sleep tonight if you know tomorrow is in God's hands. In Gone with the Wind, Scarlett says, it's too much to handle. I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll take care of it tomorrow. That's what that reminded me of, is that, you know, okay, I'm putting that aside. And it's kind of what I opened with on the show is that, you know, we think we've got to get everything done today. We put all this pressure. I'm talking to myself right now. But we put all this pressure that we got to get all these things done. And then we realize the day is done. I mean, there's no many hours. 24 hours is 24 hours. You can't make it 25. And you do have to get some sleep. So some of the things, prioritizing is a good thing, of course, but some of the things that you think just have to get done today, and you put all this pressure on you, and then you're thinking about what you have to do tomorrow, and you're trying to get that done. What this is saying is so true, and I live this, and I have to remind myself of this, is that some things can be done tomorrow because it's too much for today. So if you are feeling hopeless and worried about tomorrow, next week, or even next year, read the rest of these verses and see how far having hope in God goes. Are you ready? Do you have pen and paper? It might be a good thing. If not, you can listen to this podcast again until you get them written down. And I hope this show is about hope. I hope that you share this show with other people. And I got this information, just to give credit where credit is due, from Jack Wellman. And the main verse here is Micah 7:7. So I just wanted to share that because it's really good information here, and I really love it. So some of it is mine, some of it is his, and together we've, I think, had a pretty good show. It's not over yet. Anyway, so here's the verses. You ready? I gave you a little time to get pen, paper. Psalm 65:5, you answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. Psalm 69:6, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. So what he's saying is that it's not for naught. You know, you can hope in the Lord and not be disgraced because he's got you. You're the apple of his eye, remember? That's what he says. Psalm 71:14, but as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Psalm 71:5, for you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. Psalm 9:18, but the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Are you feeling afflicted? Are you? Are you needy? What is he saying? You won't be forgotten. You won't be forgotten. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking about hope. And we all need hope one time or another. It's not always, okay? Sometimes life is just sailing through and whatever. But don't you find that, you know, it's like film, it develops better in the dark? I mean, isn't it true? It does. It develops better in the dark. And when we are going through trials and tribulations, I know the most growth happened when I was facing adversity. When I face things that are just overwhelming sometimes. I'm just like, how am I going to get through this one? I probably have five right now, today, right this minute, of big things that I'm dealing with. And here I'm talking to you. And the reason is because I know that God has me and I have my hope in him. And I know beyond a shadow of the doubt, I know that things are going to work out. One way or another, they're going to work out. And when I think about my two friends that are gone now, that are not breathing and they're not here on this earth and they're with their Heavenly Father, I think about them and how much of this five things is really going to matter. Yes, I have to deal with it, of course. You can't stick your head in the sand and just expect it to go away because it doesn't. It just gets bigger. But I know God has me, and that hope keeps me going, and it can keep you going if you truly believe he's there for you and that you are the apple of his eye, and that your life matters. And I hope you do. There's that word hope again. Job 11:18, you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. Get some rest. Breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Psalm 33:18, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. You can't fear something unless you think it's real, right? I mean, if he's real, and he is a loving father, he is. But he wants you to do good. He wants you to do right. Psalm 33:22, may your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Rest. Love, rest upon us. Love, rest upon us. Rest. We need to rest in him, in his love. Psalm 119:74. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. That's for you. You know that, right? That verse, Psalm 119:74. That verse is for you. So, I don't know about you, but I got something out of this show. I truly did. And so I'm going to read from Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence, Sarah Young. Love this book, and it always just goes right along. I just follow the dates, and it goes right along with the message, and it's amazing because I don't start with this. I don't even open the book until I've already prepared. So the Holy Spirit's involved here. I mean, it has to be the Holy Spirit, right? Because how can it be? It's not a coincidence. Coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous. So let me read this to you. I, the creator of the universe, am with you and for you. What more could you need? When you feel some lack, it is because you are not connecting with me at a deep level. I offer abundant life. Your part is to trust me, refusing to worry about anything. It is not so much adverse events that make you anxious as it is your thoughts about those events. Your mind engages in efforts to take control of a situation, to bring about the result you desire. Your thoughts close in on the problem like ravenous wolves, determined to make things go your way. You forget that I am in charge of your life. The only remedy is to switch your focus from the problem to my presence. There's the answer. Did you get it? Should I say it again? The only remedy, did you hear that, is to switch your focus from the problem to my presence. Stop all your striving and watch to see what I will do. I am the Lord. Oh, that's good. Two more scriptures. Are you ready? Romans 8:31-32. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Love that. And Micah 7:7. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. This is really good, isn't it? It's so good. So, you've listened to my show, and you've got an opinion. We always do, don't we? Whether we want to voice it or not, we have an opinion. And hopefully, you've at least got one golden nugget, something that you can walk away from, something that has planted a little pebble maybe, or a little mustard seed maybe. Faith, size of a mustard seed, can move a mountain. So, I was thinking grow because I was thinking of the farmer and the harvest and going a different direction. But anyway, faith, size of a mustard seed, can move a mountain. And so, have I done anything to create a change in your thought process? Has any of these scriptures made you realize just what the word is saying to you? Even if it's you waking up every morning and saying out loud, thank you, Lord, for making me or having me be the apple of your eye. I think it would be life-changing for us to just understand who we are in him and that he loves us so much he gave his only son, right? So listen, here's something that I want you to do. Go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. I want you to go there and I want you to check out this website. I'm making some changes to make it even more user-friendly because I need user-friendly, believe me. But when you go there, there's different buttons there. And if you slide down, you can see that there's videos down there. They're not even a button, which I want them to be a button because it would be easier. But right now it's not. So there's a way you can slide down and you can look at videos. And there's videos there where I'm talking to you about different things like love languages, which is good for anybody, anywhere, whether you're a parent, you want to understand your children's love language, or you want to understand your spouse's love language, or you want to understand your own love language. I'm riding a unicycle. Yep, it's that one. And just listen to what it says. And if you want to get the book, I highly recommend it. I think it's by Stephen Chapman, and it's The Five Love Languages. It's very helpful. But the I am, so I want to get back to that because that's life-changing renewing of your mind. You will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how do you do that? By going to Sue Freeze, spell like fries, oneword.com, push on that second button where it says new affirmations or I ams, And you go on there and there's video to explain what it is that's available to you. And I highly recommend that you do what it's telling you to do, because I believe that it could be life-changing for you. And I went to a lot of trouble and expense to put something out there that's going to be helpful, because I know that when I was growing up, that my dad would speak words. He's in heaven now, and he died of cancer at 60, lung cancer. And he quit smoking the day I was born, which is kind of ironic in a way. But he used to say things like, "Susie, you're like a bull in a china closet." Or, "Why don't you just get some common sense?" Or something like that. Okay, he didn't know the impact of his words. I have to believe that he didn't understand the impact of his words. But he wasn't a very happy man for whatever reason. And I don't believe he knew the Lord. Looking back, I never heard him talk about God at all. But he was unhappy. He was unhappy about work. He was unhappy about home. He was unhappy. He's not unhappy now because he's not here. But what I learned from that is that I had this image of me that was less than what God would want it to be for me. And I was making decisions based on the image that was created by my father and those that were in my world. My mother, on the opposite, was, "Susie, you've got the world by the tail. You can do anything you put your mind to," which is all positive. She believed in me. She trusted me. She loved me. And I'm thankful for her, because without her, who knows, you know? And I look at people now at all ages. It doesn't matter what age someone is, but their self-esteem, the way they believe about themselves, affects how they deal with people, how they deal with choices, how they deal with life, where they are in their life, their financial status. All of these things are affected by the way we believe, our belief system. And so having hope and believing that there is hope is part of the belief system that can help us get out of rut, help us get out of trials and tribulations with a different attitude, knowing that God has us and that he's not going to leave us or forsake us. But also believing in who we are and that God created us for a specific purpose and that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. And when we start believing that and believing that we are the apple of his eye, it changes how we will allow others to talk to us and treat us. And we have a better self-esteem and a better confidence level and maybe healthy boundaries. That's something I didn't have growing up. But I've learned the hard way. And if you could learn, not the hard way, but you could learn by going to the affirmations, the I Ams and the Sufris site, I really highly recommend it, that it will be helpful for you. And this show is for you, to help you. So until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. Be a light in the darkness, would you? And contact me if you need to. God bless you.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola.
powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.